Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7:45, quarter till 8, time for Bank On It, financial insights you can count on with Jason Shields, Chief Operating Officer for Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Company. Morning, Jason. How are you?
I'm good, Tommy. How are you doing today?
I am okay, sir. Weather's going to turn cool later this week, and I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
Let's talk about the Fed and why they're likely to cut rates without the data it normally depends on.
Yeah, sure thing, Tommy. So the Fed's meeting this week, and you know, this is usually, if you're not a financial guy like me, something that just people see as a passing headline. This particular meeting is fairly interesting because the government shutdown has limited the amount of data that they have to make their decision, and those things are typically incredibly important because it's before a meeting they get together and they look at all types of things. They look at employment data, inflation data, GDP. Consumer spending. And the interesting thing is that information is obviously not available because of the shutdown. The Bureau of Labor Statistics and the Commerce Department, the two places that make a large chunk of that data that they look at, just doesn't have it available. So that means no official jobs reports, no new inflation data, and GDP and retail numbers are delayed.
So how are they able to make a decision?
Yeah, so they right now they're in what we would call, an economist would call, a data vacuum. And so What's incumbent on them is to look at to the private sector to try to get some of that information. And there's a variety of sources they use, but one of the most important ones they use is what's called the ADP report. And ADP is one of the largest payroll processors in the country. So each month, it accounts for about 25, 26 million employees across 500,000 companies. So in the absence of global economic data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they're able to use this and use it as a method to kind of get insight into what's going on to the economy. And so it only tracks private sector jobs, so it doesn't include any government employment or anything like that. But obviously the government employment data with the shutdown isn't incredibly relevant because we know where that unfortunately stands. And so their numbers in September were, I don't want to say surprising, but they were a little interesting in that ADP showed a loss of 32,000 jobs in September. That's a continued sign of the cooling of the labor market, unfortunately. And what that shows is those losses were primarily in the small to medium-sized businesses. The larger side still had a little bit of an uptick, and a lot of those losses were centered in the Midwest. There were slight gains, almost flat, in all of the other regions. And so... Go ahead, Tommy.
No, I'm listening.
Oh, okay. So the other things that they look at, some interesting things, Indeed job postings, right? We can see that Indeed job postings are down. That sounds like a silly thing, but if people aren't posting for jobs, they're obviously not hiring. So again, it's another one of those things that tends to show you where the job market's going. And then they look at private wage trackers and a variety of other data, right? The good news is that the Fed still continues to function, even though the government shut down. And then there are tons of other things that you can. The Cleveland Fed puts out an inflation forecast called the Nowcast. You can look at the S&P PMI. But all of that to basically say, Tommy, the job market is kind of softening, and the Fed sees that, right? And remember, their dual mandate. They're looking to control inflation and unemployment. And so what that means is they're very clearly seeing some softness in the labor market. Inflation, from what we know, is around 3%, not accelerating. And so you add in the government shutdown drag, which the Bureau of Labor Statistics says there's about a 0.1 percentage point that gets off of GDP each week that it lasts. You can very clearly show that there is an absolute case for softening, and that's generally priced in by the markets right now, and it's also just priced in by any of the economists who look at it. There's about a 90 to 95% confidence level. They're going to do about a 25 basis point drop.
With the government shutdown, they're still thinking about cutting rates?
Yeah, Tommy, and the unfortunate thing is that the shutdown does continue. It's only going to weaken things worse because the trickle-down effect, not just the unfortunate employees who aren't receiving their paychecks, but government contracts that potentially aren't getting paid. And then all of these companies that receive those funds from government contracts are unfortunately in a really bad situation right now where they're able to float payroll for their employees. But at some point, if you're heavily weighted in government contracts and not getting paid, you have to make some decisions. And so the Fed right now, as they're looking at this, both in the short and medium term, they recognize this. And that's why, and they've said this in their minutes as such, generally, that 25 basis points is probably where they're going to go when they meet this week.
How many more cuts could the market be looking at before the end of the year?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Yeah, that's where it gets interesting, Tommy. So if you just go by what the market's saying, there's about a 90% chance of another 25 basis points when they meet in December. That's the last meeting of the year. Now, that's highly dependent on a lot of things. You have to assume that we need to get this data at some point. If the government shutdown does drag, it continues to drag slightly on GDP. It is a small number, but it continues to add up over time. There's a lot of things that could happen, and you don't want to spark inflation. You don't want to see job losses necessarily. Unemployment is where you want it. You want to see steady job maintenance, which is about 100,000 jobs. A month in growth that counts for, you know, the people entering the workforce and general growth. And so in general, right now, as long as nothing happens for the rest of the year, there's looking for another rate cut in December. Long term. Long term is basically just, you know, shot in the dark because we don't know what's going to happen in 6 to 12 months. But the goal would be to get probably another two rate cuts by late 2026 if everything continues on the way it's going. So in general, what the market and the Fed are saying is they're pointing to a slow, measured downshift in rates, not a free fall to zero, but a controlled descent.
Is there anything that could derail that?
Yeah. If inflation fires back up, you know, you a couple things that automatically do that really quickly, right? Energy prices or wages. If either of those jump up really quickly, then the Fed's going to look at that other lever that they have to control, which is inflation, and they're going to have to slow down, right? They're going to want to cool it down. Then, if hiring rebounds all of a sudden, right? If something happens where everyone's all of a sudden, we have incredibly low unemployment, that'll again heat up, probably cause those wage jumps, and the Fed will throttle down those cuts as well. And then the ultimate one, of course, is once the shutdown ends and we get that backlog data, you know, we're only 1 month behind right now. That's not too damaging, but let's just say you go 2 or 3 months and, you know, the private data is good, but obviously the government data is always what we build this upon. And if we find something out that we weren't aware of, that could also derail things. Now, I'm incredibly optimistic, Tommy. You know, everything is going well. I think everything's going good. This should be a pretty non-event Fed meeting, if I'm being honest with you. The interesting thing is, this is the only time in the past of the Fed, they've only had two other times where they haven't had data from the government to do this. Mm-hmm. So that's what makes this a fairly interesting meeting that they're going to have. And their notes should be interesting to read as well.
Very interesting information from you, Jason Shields. Thank you. How do people find out more about Gulf Coast Bank and Trust?
Yeah, you can go to gulfbank.com or just come in and see any of our branches.
Thanks. All right, sir. Thank you. Jason Shields, Chief Operating Officer for Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Bank on it. Financial insights you can count on. 753, 7 till 8. Traffic now, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.